you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to be joined by a couple of coaches today here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to start things off, though, talking high school wrestling. The Carbon Dinos have a first-year head coach in Brock Fawcett. It was exciting when Coach Fawcett was named the head coach a few months back. We had him on the show to talk about his plans for the team and what the future looks like. And now, Carbon, already into the dual region meets as the season is just flying by. And we have Coach Fawcett joining us right now over the telephone. Coach, it's great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Apologize for being so busy.
No.
Wish I had more time.
Well, no problem at all, Coach. I just appreciate you taking the time out for us today, no doubt. Coach, you guys are already into the region dual meets. I mean, this season has gone by quite fast for you guys already. How would you assess the early portion of the season?
Well, we had, it's a great question. We really have followed the mantra of us performing the way we practice. So as long as we have a good week of practice, I expect good things to come in those region duels. We started out the dual season pretty tough against the Duchesne team. Granted, not obviously a region match, but returning 1A state champion team, we hung with them and did some good things. Went on to Union, lost a close one with some mistakes, mostly big mistakes, to tell you the truth. And we had to forfeit 113 because of Dallin not shaving was the fault there. But we wrestled tough. Our midweights did well there. And then came into our first region duel against Richfield and had an awesome week of practice. And it showed a few mistakes on our feet where we weren't scoring at opportunities that came about, but for the most part performed well. And then obviously this week we're wrestling North St. Pete, which will be our next region duel. And they're a young team. They do have two returning seniors that'll kind of buoy them up at their upper weights, but we look to get some upsets there and look to perform. We've had a great week of practice thus far, so we got high hopes for tomorrow and our performance there.
One of the things that you mentioned to me, Coach, when we were talking off of the air is that this Carbon team has depth, and that has been a problem for this program for quite some time. I know that's something that Coach Woodhouse was really trying to improve on during his time as head coach, but it looks like depth, it's improving for you guys, which is a great sign for not only this season but for the future as well.
Yes, indeed. You know, great teams need competition. Not only they need great competition every day in the wrestling room of practice, and we're getting that this year where we hadn't had it in the past, and it's we were a little worried at the beginning of the season because I knew preliminarily who we were going to get in terms of the stalwarts, and they all looked to be the same weight, and I was a little worried about that, but at the same time I was excited because the more competition these kids get, the more they hammer at each other in the room, the tougher and more resilient they're going to be on the mat when a duel or a tournament's happening. So we do have that depth. We have 38 kids still left on the team. And what's great about that is I can fill in gaps when injuries happen, when sicknesses occur, as well as spreading out the competitions. In the state of Utah, every wrestler is restricted to 26 head-to-head competitions. You get two per tournament, three per dual meet tournament. So you got to kind of schedule your kids appropriately if you have more scheduled than 26, because some kids have to sit out, other kids have to fill in the gaps. And this year we have the ability to wrestle full teams, even though when we have kids sitting out. For instance, this weekend we're headed to Duchesne for a dual meet tournament. And most of my varsity kids the previous week, I'm going to sit out because I have to sit them out in order to, still get them enough tournaments in the future, the heavily competitive tournaments. And so I'm holding some of them out, but the beauty is I have that depth to put kids in. And when I say JV, I think I mentioned this off the air, but our JV and varsity flip-flops a lot because of the competition in the room. When we have wrestle-offs, we have 45. It's flipped twice. Riddick McGlory's won it, then Keaton's won it. Keaton Hunt and Riddick, they're fighting each week for that varsity spot. At 32, we got two of our best wrestlers in the room fighting for varsity spot in Bradley Judd and Caden Gibson. Great friends, by the way. They're really close buddies, but when it comes time to wrestle off, they go to work, and it's a great competition. 26, my son Connor is wrestling Casey Shiner, and you know it's been a three-point match, and then there's a fall or a closer match the next week, and so on. So they're getting that competition every week. And then we brought in Alan Manzo, who finally got certified to wrestle in terms of his assessment, and he's going to be battling Caleb Sanderson for that 38 spot. And so that depth exactly is what we need to help each of those kids understand the importance of being competitive, as well as good practice partners. I mean, the better partner you have in the room, the more success you're going to have wrestling in those tournaments and then head-to-head against other teams.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Brock Fawcett of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Squad. Coach, you mentioned having a bunch of kids that are close in proximity as far as weight goes. With that being said, you also have several kids that have been able to wrestle up, and that's always a positive as well from a coach, right? To have a kid that can actually manage to jump a weight class or two.
Yeah. We actually, Nathan Cowley, he's a 45-pounder that battles with Riddick and Keaton. And I had some underclassmen at 52 that didn't have the experience. So Nathan Cowley jumped up and had an awesome tournament last weekend, won some good matches. His leg right's coming to fruition. And, he wrestled up. We've got kids that weigh 70, close that could go 70 according to the weight assessment here soon, but they're still wrestling up at 82 in order for us to have a full team as well as compete at a little higher level because we have so many 70-pounders. Realistically, we have an 82-pounder who could go to 70 in Nathan Velasquez, but he's been wrestling up. A little heavier just because he knows he can compete. And that's the beauty of the sport is it is a mind game, and regardless of weight, we do have kids that, you know, they believe they can do it, and they're performing to that level. So that helps us a lot.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. Your first year as head coach, how would you assess your growth so far? I'm sure you've picked up. You're no stranger to the sport. You're no stranger to coaching, but I'm sure you've already picked up some things at the high school level as a head coach, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, not as much as I need to learn more, and I want to. I tend to overanalyze things. I think it's the nature of what I do for a living. Plus, I've been blessed with so many great mentors in the sport, and so I'm trying to mimic kind of what they have taught me as leaders, but at the same time kind of find our own niche and do things our own way with the resources that we have in our room, which are awesome. I mean, Kyle and Paul, as well as Nico, stepped up to help out, and then we had some outside help as well that others are coming. My brother Hector's been coming in the room. Ray Cisneros has been there as well. And then we were blessed just recently this week to have none other than Dave Smith come up and give us some pointers, help me out, point some things out that we did that I had forgotten when he was coaching and I was assisting. I'm picking up things. I think my biggest worry is just making sure that we manage the practice efficiently, but difficult enough that we have kids still growing but not plateauing to the point where they aren't prepared for that next competition. Peak performance in wrestling is hard to predict. It does happen, and we want to make sure that peak performance happens at the right time in the season. And these region duels, you know, we need to peak to a point each duel with the kids' health, their knowledge, as well as their conditioning, and then build on that at this, the region and state tournament. The tournament's in the weekend, you know. I don't want to say we can afford to slack off, but there's only you can't go 110% every match in wrestling. And so you need to know when to throttle back, when to pour it on, and hopefully our conditioning and our knowledge levels is as such where we can maintain our foot on the gas rather than break more often, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Well, Coach, I know you're busy, so I do appreciate you taking out the time. Best of luck as you guys go toe-to-toe with North St. Pete, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up again with you real soon.
Yeah, I appreciate the chance to talk with you, and great things are coming, and it has a lot to do with the quality of kids that we have in the room and their enthusiasm for the sport. That's really what's been a blessing for me, and something I look forward to is seeing these kids and seeing the excitement they have for the sport. So thank you, Jordan.
Oh, my pleasure, Coach. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Again, that's Coach Brock Fawcett taking out the time to talk some Carbon High School wrestling. Again, the Dinos will be in action tonight at home. They'll take on North St. Pete. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to stick with the local sports front, but we'll move over to basketball. Coach Vando with the USU Eastern basketball squad will join us. The Eagles, they're done until January 4th, and when they return to the court, they'll take on the defending national champions in Salt Lake in the Scenic West Athletic Conference opener. So some exciting stuff coming up for the USU Eastern basketball program. That's coming up next when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.